And Doc, we have a guest in studio this morning.
We do. Please welcome Veronica Fritsch to KTWB. Good morning.
Good morning.
Veronica, you are an artist who has a brand new single out. Tell us about your new single.
Yes. Well, I just released in May my single, I Dodged a Bullet.
Mm-hmm.
That's my very first officially released single on iTunes, and it's out. It's on iTunes and Spotify, and a little clip is on YouTube. And so, yeah, that's the first official.
How's it feel to get that out there?
I was going
to
say, is it nerve-wracking now that it's there?
Yeah, it is. You know, it's always nerve-wracking when you put something out there, but it's been such a long process, and this is the first thing with my name on it. And it took a while, but I wanted to make sure that my stamp of approval was on it before it got released. Mm-hmm. And now it's out there and love it, so.
We're going to hear it in just a minute.
Step back here a little bit and kind of give us a background on who Veronica Fritsch is for listeners who aren't aware.
There we go. Tell us who's Veronica Fritsch.
Well, I am 20 years old. I will be a sophomore at University of Minnesota. And I spent my freshman year, I was a cheerleader for the Gophers. So
nice.
I cheered for football and for some basketball games. And then I spent the rest of my time, when I wasn't studying, of course, because that took up most.
Right, correct.
That took up most of my time.
Mm-hmm, sure.
I spent the rest of my time doing music and, you know, doing little impromptu concerts and whatnot, and recording and writing. And
but before that, before you went to the U.
Oh, before. Well, so grew up, born and raised in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
There we
and
go.
Yep, I went to O'Gorman, and just, you know, Sioux Falls is all I've ever really known.
How long have you been playing music? How long has this been something that you wanted to do?
Well, I've always been singing, and not until really middle school is when I started realizing, like, oh, I could actually maybe be good at this. Mm-hmm. That's when I took it from the shower to the rest of
yep. to church.
Yeah, exactly. And so then I kept it pretty, you know, typical in high school. I did, you know, choir and musicals and what you would expect for any singer. But then college was looming, and that's when I kind of had to realize, well, do I want to go for this? Do I really, or just keep this as a hobby, or what, you know, at what level do I want to pursue this? So that's when I decided, you know what, I want to, you know, this is my passion. This is what I will be doing till the day I die. So, you know, whether it's on tour or just performing at church every Sunday, that's, you know, that's what I want to be doing. So, yeah, I'm just, you know, right now I'm just trying to go to school and make music and, you know, balance that out with each other. But yeah, it wasn't really until I was about midway through high school is when I was really like, okay, I want to be serious about this. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to do. This is my passion. Let's go.
Let's talk about this song. How long did it take to put this song together, and where did you do it, and who's on it?
Well, I actually, you know, I wrote it a while ago. So I had no intention of really releasing it until once I got up to at Minnesota, I was like, you know what? I really like this song. It has really great potential. So I took what I had and I brought it to F5 Soundhouse in Minneapolis. And the producer Owen there was like, this is great. Let's run with it. Let's go with it. Let's edit it and make it, you know, he kind of tweaked it. So mm-hmm. I brought him the raw lyrics and whatnot, and, you know, being still a newbie, I kind of was like, okay, I want this there, but I'm not sure if this is what I kind of had to decide what kind of feel that I wanted mm-hmm. to embrace in the song. So I brought it up there, and we worked on it probably in January, and it was finished in March, but wasn't released until May, and so. Yeah.
How cool was it to be in the studio and have the headphones on?
Oh, so fun. You know, it's just like you imagine it. You go in there and it was just great experience. That's where I love to be. You know, I feel at home when I'm in the studio and just, you know, behind a microphone and able to sing and write. And that's just awesome for me.
All right. Tell us about the song. What's happening in the song?
Well, I mean, it's called I Dodged a Bullet. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously about dodging a bullet. So I wrote this when I was in, it's about obviously a relationship, and it's not all true. It's a lot of it's, you know, when you write, you take inspiration from somewhere, but also.
Who's it about?
Well, many.
No, let's not go there.
So, you know, you take the inspiration and then you kind of run with it. I took a little bit of, you know, writer's liberty and added, you know, so obviously it's not all true. Like, the person that I was inspired doesn't have green eyes, for example, you know, like just little things like that where you take, you know,
some things were changed to protect the innocent. Well, is that what
no,
you're saying?
Just, you know, a little to make the song a little, you know, give it a little more depth and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's what, you know, wrote it like that. And then I, from there and just went with it, you know, just, it happens really fast. You know, the writing of the song, the actual lyrics of the song happen super fast. You know, I like to write when in moments where I'm very emotion, either on high emotion, whether it's happy, sad, excited, you know, just whatever emotion that is. And then I write and run with it. And then, you know, you look back at a time when you're, you know, more level headed and you're like, oh, okay, well now let's tweak it a little bit to more everyday feelings. So
let's hear it.
All righty, let's hear it.
Veronica Fritsch, I Dodged a Bullet on the Chris and Doc Show. Country, 92.5.
KTWB.
Veronica Fritsch, it's called I Dodged a Bullet, and she's our guest. Veronica, thanks for coming on and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so now you're still working on the album and in studio and doing all that, right?
Yes, I am currently, you know, I'm always writing, but, you know, it takes a little while to decide which 10 to 12 songs are going to be
The ones.
Yeah. You know, you can write 100 songs, you can write 1,000,000 songs, and it just, you have to find the ones that really fit what you want to say in that album, what you want your audience to hear and whatnot. So currently working on that. So, you know, I would like it to be out this fall, mm-hmm. but, you know, hopefully.
See what happens.
Yeah, yeah, hopefully. But I'll definitely, as I write songs, I'll definitely play them, you know, as they come and mm-hmm. work them into the repertoire. Mm-hmm. So
let's talk about that. Where can we come see you? You're going to be, I suppose, this fall, you're heading back to Minneapolis.
Yep. So
for sure.
Just in a short month, I'll be back at U of M, and I'm actually playing at the 7th Street entry at First Ave on August 7th. And that, it's not my show. It's for a friend who's doing an album release, but I'm just making a guest appearance. But starting in September, I'll be doing shows just all around Minneapolis, whether it's, you know, in the suburbs and downtown. I think we don't have our first show set yet, but okay. I'm going to put a list up on my Facebook page and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'll be just hopefully every weekend just performing and playing everywhere. And
let's talk about that. How can we find out more information, get a hold of Veronica Fritsch?
Well, I have a Facebook page. Mm-hmm. You can search Veronica Fritsch Music. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, everything. All my updates will always be on all my social media pages. So, okay.
And we can buy the single right now on iTunes.
Yes, iTunes. Search Veronica Fritsch, I Dodged a Bullet. It's on Spotify also. So,
Veronica Fritsch, our guest. The song is called I Dodged a Bullet. You can find her on Facebook. You can find her all over the place.
Mm-hmm. And it's just the beginning.
There we go.
It's just the beginning. Let's hope.
Veronica, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.